have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way.
I'm Frosty.
But he waved goodbye, saying, "Don't you cry, I'll be back to jump one day."
Don't you get all slushy too?
Tump, tumpity tump, tump.
Come on.
Tump, tumpity tump, tump. Tump, tump, tumpity tump, tump.
Hurry now.
Tump, tumpity tump, tump. Tump, tumpity tump, tump. Tump, tump, tumpity tump, tump.
What's the matter?
Too cold for me, man.
Frosty the Snowman.
What snowman? Listen, we're going back to Jamaica. See him?
Great.
He's nice and warm.
I always wanted to see the town.
Yeah, they were in the store out there. Too cold, man. Too cold. My feet, man. It's swelling up. See him? Too cold.
Happy birthday.
This is the world of boating. Greg, reverse mate, Barry the Boater rounding out the crew. We now got Camol DeMartini, who literally is just minutes away from going and scoring his best location to view the Christmas Light Boat Parade, the Winterfest Boat Parade in Fort Lauderdale tonight. Camol, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
I'm doing great, Greg. Things are super. I'm just about to run out the door here to watch the Broward County Hard Rock Seminole Boat Parade Extravaganza.
Very
which
nice.
Which began, by the way, in 1970.
Really?
This year, yeah, 1970. This year, they're going to have over 100 vessels. Almost every year, they have 100 vessels involved in the parade.
Right.
And it's just a wonderful thing. I actually am going to be on a friend of mine's boat who we're going to be anchored on the side. I was invited to go on in the parade, but
yeah.
The problem with that is you only get to see the boat in front of you and the boat behind you.
Right.
This way, if we're anchored off to the side, we can see all the boats.
Well, there you go. Yeah, and you know, Walt knows people. So, but you're actually going out on a friend's boat, not hanging out at a house on the intercoastal?
That's correct. On a boat. We're going to anchor out probably right off Sunrise Boulevard, I would believe.
A fancy one or what, Walt? What
yeah,
kind of
it's
boat?
A 72-foot super yacht.
You know. There you go. See?
That fancy enough for you?
Yeah. Well, it is. I mean, Walt knows. He has many options. He could have been in the parade. He could have been at a friend's mansion on the intercoastal, or he could be on a boat, and you went the boat route this year just to mix it up. Walt, is that the deal? Yeah,
that's the deal. That's exactly what it was. You know, I the one thing that it's not viewable here from the Gomez Hilton, so I couldn't watch the boat parade from here. I could watch it from here, but I probably couldn't see it.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, he has Gomez Hilton is his residence, and he has probably one of the largest tiki bars in the world. Right there at his home. He brought the bar to his house. I love it. But, well, you've done it all. You've been in it. You've watched it from a boat. You've watched it from a fancy mansion there on the intercoastal. Do you have a favorite spot? I mean, because you mix it up every year, don't you?
I do, Greg. You know, in the old days when I had the dry martini, the parade used to originate out of Port Everglades.
Mm-hmm.
And we were based right out of Port Everglades there at the Best Western Marina Motor Inn.
Yeah.
And we'd have sometimes boat parade parties that would last 2 and 3 days. I mean, we couldn't get the people to leave. It was just pretty outrageous parties. Those are, I guess, my favorite times. But now I'm a little calmer now and so I'll just, like, stand by and watch it as they go by.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, Walt, I'll let you go get your prime location there and get anchored off, the runway or whatever they call the parade route there at the Winterfest Boat Parade. And thanks for checking in, giving us a man on the water report, or at least almost. He's getting ready to leave for the vessel now. All right, Walt?
On the way, buddy. Thanks a lot. You guys have a great evening.
Yes. Merry Christmas to you, too, my friend. All right. There you go. Camol DeMartini. He's our man in the know. I mean, he knows everybody down there in Fort Lauderdale and is quite a legend in his own right. By the way, if you just ask around, especially any of the dive operators down in South Florida, and you bring up Captain Walt's name, Captain Walt DeMartini or the Dry Martini dive boat, he hadn't been running this thing for like 30 years, but he's still known around the community because he used to hire his crew, his dive crew, were these beautiful ladies. And he had a thing for picking the most beautiful crew on a boat in the world. I mean, literally, it's legendary in the dive industry. And it was so funny. A couple of years ago, I was down there diving, around the holidays, around this time. And I was down there getting my gear set up on the dive boat, and all of a sudden the VHF radio crackles to life. And one guy goes, "Hey, Joe. Yeah, what's up, Dave? Hey, whatever that Captain Walt DeMartini guy. Oh, yeah, he retired a few years ago, 10 years ago. Yeah, oh, he had the best crew ever. Yeah, it was, like, amazing. Yeah, yeah, that was a good old days. Yeah, I know what you mean, Dave." You know, I mean, I was dying, like, I know him.
Yeah.
He's like Santa. You know, I know him.
Yeah.
Okay, anywho, that's probably too much information. But, yeah, Walt knows how to do it right. And, you know, and that's the kind of thing you get. It's always who you know. You know, he knows everybody down there in South Florida, so he has many options, but at least we can get, you know, live vicariously through his exploits.
His antics.
And, yeah, and he gave you his insights, and that's always good to know. All right, so, by the way, so after your boat ran so well in the Everglades yesterday, were you tempted to take it out for the boat parade tonight there in Fort Lauderdale, or that wasn't part of the agenda?
No. I'm not doing that tonight. But we are going to go back out. There are a lot of other canals that we can go down.
Right.
There are some. Well,
why wouldn't you go out tonight? Too many people out on the water for the parade, or is it blowing down there in South Florida, or what?
It's supposed to rain later, but it isn't even that. You know, night boating is a whole different issue, especially it's an hour's drive from here to the ramp there. Yeah. I got to find a ramp that's going to stay open, so I'd probably have to go to Harbor Town Marina. Because the one I normally use closes at, I think, 11 p.m.
Yeah, and you have a sensor or something you have to replace now.
Well, I could live without the sensor. I mean, yeah, you can't replace it. You can't even get it anymore. Well, no. This is the original depth sounder that came with the boat, and it's a 2007 boat.
Yeah.
So the sensor was made of plastic. The mount was made of plastic. Apparently, it broke off. The only thing that was holding the sensor in place, and now it makes sense, was the wire, the cable that ran the thing. So every time I'd stop, it would give me the right, you know, tell me what the water temperature was and everything else. Every time I started going, it would start jumping around again until the wire just broke.
Yeah.
So you can't just put another sensor on that. All that stuff is waterproof. You cannot have anything put together. So I've already picked out a new depth sounder plus transducer, and I will send it over, the info over to you, so that the World of Boating treasure
get
chest
you one
can
for Christmas?
Buy one for me. Yeah.
Ironically, we already have you down for your lump of coal.
Oh, thanks. Well, that's okay. I can use it to keep warm.
Actually, we don't even have budget for coal. So.
And then one other strange thing happened. When I loaded up the boat, I follow a certain routine in my head, and I just wasn't thinking straight. And I was waiting for Allie to come back, so I put my antenna down early, and then I loaded my boat onto the trailer.
Yeah.
Now, the boat has two plastic guides that help the boat slide into the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my antenna, because I had lowered it down, instead of going on the inside where it's supposed to go, went on the outside. So the stainless steel bracket that it was attached to was now bent when the antenna was sticking out.
So you broke two things.
I broke two things.
But the boat ran great.
Yeah, the engine, it purred.
So how much is this new depth sounder thing? How much is that, you figure?
The one I'm going to get is currently on sale for $160.
Okay. And the bracket, about another...
No, it comes with the bracket I fixed.
You fixed that, okay.
I took it apart and I fixed it last night, so it's straight.
Well, it doesn't matter. You wouldn't get either from us.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.